Blackstone Audio presents Echo Lake by Carla Neggers. This book is read by Susan Boyce. For my friend Sally Fairchild Schoeneweis. Chapter 1. As much as Heather Sloane loved a bright New England winter day, chasing a puppy through knee-deep snow in 17 degrees wasn't her idea of fun. Rohan, the runaway puppy, a 12-week-old golden retriever, wasn't quickly tiring of his romp or sticking to the plowed driveway and shoveled walks either. Not a chance. She spotted his tracks, leading through the woods straight for quiet, frozen Echo Lake. She wasn't following a rabbit or deer by mistake. They definitely were puppy tracks. She paused, noting that the trail veered to the right, parallel to the lake. Something must have caught Rohan's attention. A bird, a breeze, a noise. Great. Heather followed the tracks through a deeper drift, but they disappeared under the low-hanging, snow-laden branches of two gnarly hemlocks. Rohan could easily fit under them. She couldn't. The trees grew so close together that trying to squeeze between them meant getting snow down her back. Going around them would risk a delay in finding the tracks again. She was already cold. She wasn't dressed for a puppy rescue. Ankle boots, leather gloves, a wool scarf, and her 3/4-length chocolate-brown wool coat. Why? Of all days, why hadn't she worn her Carhartt jacket and L.L. Bean boots? It wasn't as if her attire would impress Vic Scarlatti, the newly retired diplomat whose renovation she was overseeing.